Journalists with Fiji's Islands Business magazine were taken in for a second round of questioning by police detectives earlier today. This follows the events of Sunday when Managing Director Samisoni Peretti, reporter Nanisi Valau and Director Natani Rika were questioned over an online article suggesting a magistrate who'd ruled in favour of trade unions in a recent court case may have been facing the loss of his job. Mr. Peretti was called to the Criminal Investigation Department headquarters earlier today for a second time to answer allegations on a breach of the Public Order Act. The Director of Public Prosecutions will decide whether he and Ms. Valau must answer charges relating to incitement and sedition. Also questioned was the magazine's former managing editor, now a director, Natani Rika, who says he has confidence the news item is correct.
I'll have to stand with Samisoni on this one. I have full faith in Samisoni's ability as the managing director and publisher, and stand by him.
Obviously, it's important that the media have credibility and that they have good sources and they can prove the truth of what they're saying. By running a story which doesn't really have any named sources, isn't it a bit dangerous for Islands Business to run that kind of a story with no actual public sourcing?
Look, it's difficult to get anyone to speak on the record in Fiji at the moment. People are very wary. I don't know the circumstances that the team had to go through last week chasing this story. So, yeah, but I will say that it is very difficult to get people to speak on the record in Fiji when it has to do with a story that may shine negative light on the authorities.
What do you think about the way the authorities have gone about tackling this story? Was there a better way for them to handle this?
I think this could have been handled in a much more professional manner if we had discussions initially on what the complaint was and seen what could have been done about it. Looks pretty heavy-handed to me. It's one of the unfortunate things of the way business is done in Fiji at the moment. But I have to say that at the end of the interviews today, I commended the officer in charge of the unit which is handling this case for the professionalism of the officers and the way that they've handled things with us over the last few days.
Meanwhile, Stanley Simpson, secretary of the Fiji Media Association, says there are better ways to address issues with media accuracy than this.
We are not happy with the fact that journalists are being questioned or under interrogation by police for the stories that they write. Eh? For right now, it sends a wrong signal and message as the country prepares to undertake elections this year, when the media needs to be seen to be free and fair. Our message to our friends in the Fiji Police Force and to the authorities is that there are other options available to address the situation than instead of taking journalists in for questioning. One is to go through the process, demand a correction if they see it's wrong. There is also the process under the Media Industry Development Authority, the MIDA, that the government itself has put into law to address situations like this. Now, we do not totally agree with this MIDA process, but it is a working process that can be used to address situations like this instead of taking journalists in for questioning.
There seems to be a lot of sensitivity around coverage of anything in Fiji. I mean, questioning journalists under the Public Order Act. The Public Order Act is a very serious kind of thing. Can newspaper stories and magazine stories really cause that kind of trouble?
Well, some people in authorities would argue yes, and there's some people who have written that journalists have a lot of influence with what they write. Some people would point to events in the 2000 coup and before that. But at the same time, we believe that journalists shouldn't be seen as a threat to peace and security in the country. It should be seen as people who are trying to do their job to get the information out to the public. Now, sometimes they do get it wrong. But again, they do not need to be interrogated or questioned when they get it wrong. They should be addressed to make the corrections and retract the story.
Stanley Simpson, secretary of the Fijian Media Association.